Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of Mike's R-Lab podcast, episode 150, for Sunday, the 19th of November. Well, hello. Yes, back to a Sunday as another busy week, and quite a lot of news in the group, so I guess it'll be about 30 minutes this time. So starting off, I thank Pete for thanking me, saying listening to the podcast is a convenient way of keeping up with news from our lab, and I think that's really the goal, is that can be listened to if you're on the train or in the car, catching up with things on the Google Groups, and if there's particular things that I mention that you're interested in, you can dive straight into that part of the group and the posts, and also where things are tucked away, going down different rat holes. Some of those rat holes are of great interest in themselves. And in the "What does our lab do for me?" section, Josh is saying, "Anyone wants a PlayStation 2? Last time I checked, it was working, and that was claiming to buy a Yanis. So, well done, Yoshi. A way of recycling, going to useful causes there." And Alex reminds Yoshi to pick up his solar panel, but he picked it up apparently. So that was one that we picked up and was in transit via the Hackspace. Another one of the upcycling, recycling, going to useful homes, exercise, clearing a storage unit. And Chris posts up plans to do some smelting of aluminium in the crucible, but that was postponed due to forecast of inclement weather, and it was fairly cool as well, so whether the actual rain arrived, hopefully after the repair cafe, but either way, he has a plan. So if someone wants to join in observing going on with the crucible, and Ian and Chris hope to get together and do some aluminium smelting sometime soon. And there's a bit of a thread about induction on the lathe and the mill, a request from Scott FJ. I think what's interest to other people is part of the preparation for that would be, first of all, to perhaps have something that you want to make usefully on the metal lathe, as that's a good use of time, and is a practical experience, and you get something useful out of it, rather than perhaps just doing a simple test piece, but that's an option also. And on the mill, you need to get your models put together in Fusion 360 and watch some videos on using CAD and CAM in 360 on YouTube. Toby recommending NYCCNC, November Yankee, Charlie, November Charlie. I guess that's a YouTube user. He also suggests it's worth having some scrap and test material available as well. Foam or MDF works well, he says. And I'll repeat a request from Jeremy, or offer from Jeremy last week, for those who are interested in some of the Leonardo PCBs and kits and or PCBs, and also a surface mount soldering workshop all around the Bored Stupid project, but now open to anybody who wants to join in. And we can welcome Lena Johansson as a new member. We're looking to get signed up this week, having come along on Wednesday a while back to have a look around, and I've decided like to join, she says. So welcome, Lena. And from over on the TV TTNUG, the Thames Valley The Things Network user group, Mark Stanley posted about Reading Museum inviting digital makers and artists to a hackathon on week of the 19th of February 2018. So a little bit of notice, a couple of months notice there. We welcome anyone with an interest, and particularly interested in robotics, electronics, 3D scanning, printing, image manipulation and data visualization. Want to encourage partnerships between makers and artists. with a focus on the creative response or remix of historic objects featuring in an art exhibition on the theme of animals, due in spring 2019. Is that 2019? I thought it was 2018, but you can find a link to more information about that at Reading Museum, and hope lots of members will want to get involved with that. And another of the what does our lab do for me? It's help with various problems associated with the old obsolete devices not working or password problems. In this case, Mark R is asking about help with a Freecom data tank gateway network attached storage system, he said, for which the admin password is lost. I know the Wi-Fi password and password for one user and some of its config. He says, I've been struggling to find some manuals. A lot of them are on the, yes, we know the PDF manual sites, some of which are genuine and some of which aren't, of course. He said, it's running some kind of embedded Linux, and he goes on to sort of talk about some of the details of what he's discovered from the manuals he has located, and some of the possible drivers, which were for old versions of Windows. So if anyone knows anything about the Freecom data tank gateway and can help Mark, then pop into that thread there. Rupert was suggesting that taking the drives out and attaching them to a PC, also possibly setting up a boot P server, which was one of the options. But if anyone's got any more experience of that or knows where more information, genuine information can be found, look at the thread password recovery, a Freecom data tank gateway. A reminder that the Sweeney Todd Pie Evening, the R-Lab Xmas Pie Trip, on the 6th of December, it's a Wednesday, Andrew collecting up £10 notes from those who wishing to attend, but also just post up your plan so that he can put together numbers and do a provisional booking on the table before firming up numbers a little bit closer. Although we haven't got that long to go now. And last week I mentioned about the improvements to the big laser, the extra lighting, but also a couple of other messages in Tony's post there. One was about the next job being to link the laser power switch with the extractor and air assist, reducing the button number to one, and also creating a new external extractor on the opposite wall and then moving the laser over to that with a new workbench. And I think, as Tara says, it was a bit of a misunderstanding thinking that the fan would have been on all the time. If it's all on a single switch, you'd be able to turn the laser off, and that same time will turn the extractor and the air assist off at the same time, or equally on at the same time. And it seems it's been a bit chaotic due to roadworks at the end of Weldale Street as you've just come down off the slip road there to turn in. Something to do with the new flats, by the looks of it, doing electrical wiring or something and connecting up there. And so everyone has to get access via Great Knolly Street at the traffic lights. I don't know how long that's going on for. That was on the 15th. Something to be alert. And also, as Richard reminds everyone, the planning for the where Iceland used to be, or is currently, and will be gone, and Wicks was, has gone through, and so work will be starting on building whatever they're going to be building, probably a block of flats there. So we can expect traffic problems. Unfortunately, getting into our little area. And an opportunity for a project posted by Jim, wheelchair bits and pieces, and it prompts Tom, hailing us from down under again, saying that he's got lots of wheelchair bits and pieces and power chair bits stored at his yard, and he has a contact who's managing it for him, so if people want bits and pieces for projects, then on the one hand they could contact Tom. On the other hand, if they've got bits they want to add to the collection, as Jim was offering, and Tom's more than happy to store them in the meantime. So either way, if you're interested, check out the thread wheelchair bits and pieces. And a help me note from Lee. Must be a new member, so welcome, Lee. Oh yes, he joined earlier this week. He says, key working fine then, but not today. He's a bit stuck, doesn't provide an easy way of contacting him in this post, and that was posted yesterday. So hopefully he got sorted out. And obviously it seems as though it's not so clear as to how to get in touch with somebody from the information that's on the door. So maybe that needs just checking. Maybe part of the induction is to give people perhaps a contact phone number or something. So hopefully Lee got sorted out. So down to the last two threads for this week. Hitching Hackspace, we need your votes. So Richard Cowley says, Hitching Hackspace, a relatively small Hackspace in Hertfordshire. We've been going for 6 years. At the moment, we meet once a week in a rented building, but we finally have a semi-derelict old building for our own fit-out. And there's some pictures on their website showing lots of wall knocking down and bricks being tessellated within a skip to maximise the number that they can fit in the skip for disposal. Anyway, they're saying, in order to bring in some much-needed cash, we've entered the Aviva Community Fund competition. It's based on a public vote. The top 8 entrants from each category going forward to the judging panel, the possibility of being awarded up to £25,000. We really need more votes, so he's appealing to everybody, fellow Hackspaces, to help them out. Takes a couple of minutes to vote. You have to register on their site. Now, there's a link in his post, which actually takes you directly to the Hitchin project. There's nearly 6,500 projects listed, and the search facility isn't great, according to Eric, who struggled to find it and then had problems with it seizing up. So it might need something like JavaScript or something to be enabled in the actual browser. I don't know, I haven't checked that myself yet. You will do after I finish the podcast. You've got 2 days by the looks of it. It looks as though it finishes on Tuesday, 1 hour 19. 1 day, 19 hours, it says on the counter currently here at 5 o'clock our time on Sunday. Well, go over, have a look, find that. So it's project number 17-6297, but if you go into the thread, you'll find a direct link to that. You can also find out more about their plans and activities at a link to hackhitchin.org.uk site. And last but not least for this week, Lee posts, I didn't realise it was 3-phase, so selling for offers if anyone is interested, and looks like a new Kaiser Classic air compressor. He posts some pictures. It's quite a big one on wheels. So if you're interested in an air compressor, I know we've got a new one at the space ourselves, so it looks as though no one would be interested in changing that. But if you are, then look out for the thread. Anyone interested in Kaiser air compressor? So that's it for this week's posts. So I'm Mike the Bee, signing off.